The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Our Father, we thank you tonight. I submit to the order of the army of God in heaven, the regimentation of the in the invisible, what we call the array of strata. Thank you. Help me, my Father, not to break ranks. Help me, Lord, I come under the one in the Spirit I'm directly under. Under many, many who are under, I come under them. Jesus, I come under you. I come under the authority vested here. I just ask for mercy. Give me life. Give us life. Bless us tonight. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Open your Bible quickly. Within this afternoon, we saw the key theme that is responsible for raising an army is to bless them and to multiply them. I said there are three signs, I guess, in the arithmetic. Are you listening? Come on, some meaning. They are the basics, foundation of arithmetic, not so? I said, we say addition, subtraction, division, and multiplication. And we can see this, are you getting me, being done in the work of God. Amen. I showed us that in the early church, when the church was just beginning, what they were dealing with was addition. After a while, they began to think of multiplying them. Praise God. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. But they did some divisions. The form multiplication is there. They divided the church into several places. Amen. Then the ministry of multiplying the saint. If you check out the apostle, you will see that order. In the beginning, I was saying, look at it in chapter 2, verse 1. Then they that gladly receive his word were baptized. At the same day, we are added unto them over 3,000 souls. You can't say at this instant that these ones are qualified to make war. They've only been added to. So those who are added, hallelujah, can contribute to warfare. In Israel, before you say you are a man of war, you must have attained 20 years of age. Amen. And at age 30, you will attain a priestly age. So, you can't go to war if you are not yet 20 in Israel. Amen. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. And I want to let you know that for the fact that we are exposed to some understandings of God's things does not make you an army warrior. You don't war. They won't expose you to warfare until you have done all to stand. Praise God. I hope I'm talking to all of us. Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. Yeah. There is the real war. When I'm talking about war in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? Yeah. Say amen. Little challenges we have as Christians. They are season of preparation until we'll attain a state in the spirit where they can now say this one is qualified for war. Shout hallelujah. And the season where you go from milk, milk, Christian with milk can't be a role in the battle of the Lord. It's a preparatory level. They are season of addition, not season of multiplication. Say amen. So the multiplying effect is not an ordinary season. And it doesn't just come on anyone. Multiplication will always come of those who are prepared for it. Not so. Those who are what, sir? Prepared for it. So, I said, God has been a warrior. All the things he made, all the living things he blessed. Let's see, after he had made them, he said, be fruitful and multiply. No wonder all of them, is it fishes of the sea, birds of the air, animals in the bush, all of them are army. They're all army. Swamp or bees. Bees, they are army. They can make war to protect their territory. So everything he made, he said, be fruitful and multiply. And they have the multiplication effect as God's blessing from the beginning. So the earth is full of army with their armament. That's how God framed the earth when he proclaimed the blessing of the beginning. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. Fishes of the sea. What are they? They are armies. Hallelujah. Can we say amen?
Amen?
They dominate the waters. Amen. But the person that was given authority over them is who, sir? Man. Let's see how he's the last. He was the last to be made. He was the last to be blessed. And God said, let us make man after our image, in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. You see it, the things he made. Because you can't have dominion, shout hallelujah, over all these things. They themselves are what? A dominion in their world, the animal world. Am I talking to you? Can we say amen?
Amen.
They have their domain. They have their domain. Amen. You can't take over the waters from the fishes. As you go there with a superior weapon than them. Hallelujah. How are you going to conquer whales? The Bible says when he cried, God hears. And then God will apportion his food for him. Those animals talk to God though. They talk to God. Then you can see, over the fowl of the air can destroy a colony. These things, amen. Shout hallelujah. If God decided to tune them to war with you, you're in trouble. Over the cattle of the air, they are warriors. They are what, sir? And you see them, all of them move as one. And so that's one thing. You see them, they move as a unit. Over a creeped upon the earth. Now, so the dominion of man supersedes all. I can tell you, no one of these things after the fall break the world of unity other than who, sir? The man. So Satan decided to afflict man and afflict us so that we can be separated, we'll be broken. Are you getting me? Even when we say we are united in our tribal division, go inside, we are divided. So you can see division. So you can see the power, the forces of division, the spirit of division is the adversary. It will use any of the wrong spirit of the, are you getting me? Of the arithmetic against you when you are prospering to divide us. But those who cause division, the element of division, as again, elements of progress or multiplication. Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Now subtraction is against addition. Division is against multiplication. Satan is evil. So he's taking that other route, other side, to attack our multiplication. Amen. Let's see that Genesis 1. Be fruitful and multiply. Praise God. Shout hallelujah. You see the word, God blessed them. And God said unto them, Praise God. He said to them, is by saying, he communicated the blessing. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. So now, if man, the man here, who did God bless? Adam. Now, if dominion is dependent on many multi, when you're talking about acts of men, say acts, plenty of, well, men being many, maybe we'll say, okay, that the only way we can have dominion over all these things when we are plenty. No, that's a false sense of dominion. The dominion mandate is enough in one man. So it tells you that Adam himself was multiplied by God so that things will come under him. Is it what is man that thou art mindful of him? What is the son of man that thou visitest him? You made that seem little lower than the angels. Are you getting me? You crowned him with glory and honor and did set him over the works of your hand. For thou hast put all things under his feet. Are we seeing that, sir? So you've set him over the works of your hand, and thou, you see that word, hast put all things under his feet. God won't put anything under your feet if you have not been blessed and you have not been multiplied. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Am I making some sense at all? Can we shout hallelujah? He's put all things under his feet. Now, he set him over the works of his hand. It's a different ball game to putting all things where? Under his feet. Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Let's see verse 9. All sheep, oxen, yea, the beasts of the field, fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. Our Lord, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name. In what, sir? In all the earth. So you can see that dominion mandate came from the strength or the excellency of God. So there is a name of the Lord on the earth. That name is excellent. It's from there they hewn dominion and bless Adam with it. So Adam has the excellent name of God. Are you getting me? So he did well, excellently. Shout hallelujah. You all agree with me? The Bible say, Jesus called the Lord God and said, you are the Lord of the heavens and the earth. You are the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Amen. Without the excellent name, Adam won't come over animals. Shout hallelujah. So that name of the Lord is not just a phrase or pronunciation. It's a manifestation of a working that Adam was framed into. And by so doing, Adam was conferred authority over all the earth. Can we shout hallelujah? Amen. Praise God. Verse 10. Let's see it. Are we ready? Is that all about it? Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name. Where? It means there is his name in all the earth. His name is in all the earth. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Jesus came and told them, and said, all powers in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Go therefore, isn't it, into all the earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Can we shout hallelujah? That tells us that the all power is consisting in the name. So is the amount of the name, you know, is what is the name that will work for you. Amen. Et. Can we say et? I'm not hearing you say et. Shout hallelujah. This man, Adam, was of the et eti. So he's got eti name. He was eti. Amen. This man, Adam. Shout hallelujah. He's got the name of the et of our God. And he's got excellent et name. Well, that's Bible. And the Bible shows us olive trees in book of Zechariah who standeth by the God of the whole earth. These are beings with earthly operations. Hallelujah. But Adam came under the name of the God, the whole name of God on the earth. How excellent. It means the name of the Lord God excels. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we say amen?
Amen?
Whether you like it or not, Adam has God's name. And without that name, everything will not be put under his feet. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
This is awesome. This is great. Shout hallelujah. What am I trying to say? On earth, Adam was one man army. No fish. All their armory put together. They can't touch Adam. And because he has got excellent name, he shared with them an authority. He demonstrated to them his authority as the owner of the staff of earth. And name all the animals. Don't say I won't name the animals. The honor of naming the animals has been passed over you because I have blessed you. And I have multiplied you. So to man, multiplication is not how many children you have. It's how much name you've got. That is an army. That tells you, no matter, everybody say no matter, what the animals would do, they can't ride over the man. The waves of the sea, waters can't subdue Adam. Because Adam is high up with name acquisition. Shout hallelujah. How did he name the fishes of the sea? Amen. You think he didn't name them? He must have named them. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Waters obey Adam. Amen. To us, Moses dividing the Red Sea is a miracle. But to Adam, it was a normal life. Open up, divide yourself. When you see there are instruments in it, when he's touching the water, they recess and open. He doesn't need to shout, open! Or no, he doesn't know. They know who is talking. His person is talking. Because he's vibrating dominion. I hope I'm talking to you. Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you say amen. Don't you? How many of you know that Adam himself was the dresser of the earth? Because Adam was around, the earth would be okay. He was the cloth of the earth. He was the veil over the earth. He was blessing the earth. When he was standing, ministry was emitting out of him. Things were coming out of him. Excellent blessing. Trees were happy. Earth was happy. River was jubilating. Mountains rest in peace. Because Adam was around. Animals were calm. I get in it because a true overseer was on earth. When they drove man and the garment with which he was using to control things left him. He became naked. Animal would want to see him and hit him. Snake would think on how to smite him. Who are you, snake, to say you want to snake and smite harder? No, let the cobra be as big as the whole of Ondo. When he sees Adam, what happens? And the fault was Adam's fault. My father didn't drive that spirit from that snake. He would have said, be gone. Part of his job was to dress the garden. Part of dressing the garden is to remove a sponge spirit that were alien among the creature God gave to him. Amen. Now, that's why Jesus was always angry with demons. Another Adam came and he was busy removing spirit from bodies of men. They don't need, do you see him going to cast them out? No. Immediately they see him, they will begin to shout. Because the owner of the head has come back. But this one came with a torch. This one is, we don't know this one. It's like, it's not limited to head. To heaven also is also somehow clothed with heavens. Then the spirit which, oh Jesus, the Son of God. It's like this one is coming to torment us. Have you come to come and torment us before the time? Evil spirits know the time. We need, they know time. It means there are things in the spirit that we need to be aware of. They know the time. What time? So if you don't know time, you will be doing the wrong thing. They told Jesus, you can't take us and take us to hell because it's not yet time. They quickly told him. So they study scripture. Am I lying to you? Are we blessed today? When you assess the book of the victory of God, Satan's head is what's bruised. Shortly, God will cause your feet to bruise Satan's feet. Can we shout hallelujah? Hallelujah? Am I communicating to you today? So before you can say you are an explanation of dominion, you must have been blessed. You can see that Genesis blessing is this. Genesis dominion came after the blessing. Bless thee or be fruitful. Let's see the same thing God said to Abraham. The word multiply, 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 blessing, multiply, multiply. God need to multiply in you. So that you can, he'll be able to bring things under your feet. How many things he can't bring under your feet? Look at how he blessed Abraham. That in blessing I've blessed thee. And in multiplying I'll multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven. And as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess. This is it, the gate of his enemies. So without blessing, the seed can't take the gate of the enemy. And you understand, the gates of enemy is gates of death. Oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. How? He has broken the gates of brass. And what has he cut in thunder? Cut in thunder the bars of iron. Shout hallelujah. Do you want to see wonderful works? His gates. Wonderful works of God is gate crushing works. If God is not broken in thunder, he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in thunder. Hallelujah. These two things are not ordinary. Are you seeing it? It's very biblical. This brass and then water and iron. These are things inflicting human beings. Now, the present enemy of the church and the present enemy of man are these two kinds of element the adversary possess to inflict injury in the body and upon man. When Jesus said, the gates of hell, can we shout that, every one of me? Shall not what, sir? Now, when Jesus was around on earth, what Jesus dealt with, listen to me, Jesus fought against, what stirred Jesus in his faith was an iron kingdom. It's an iron kingdom. Are you blessed? The season of Jesus. Jesus came to confront an iron kingdom. An iron kingdom was the kingdom of what, sir? Of the Roman Empire. Shout hallelujah. The brazen kingdom or the brass kingdom. Hello. Was actually what, my brother? Kingdom of who, sir? Of Greece. Amen. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. Can we say amen? Gates. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Even though Roman Empire ruled, but something they still relied on was on the iron, on the bracing kingdom, which is brass. Brass. The ideology and system of rule was Greece. But the empire in itself was what, my brother? Iron. But you know, Jesus crushed it. Jesus crushed that kingdom. And is leaving you to celebrate the victory he has over them. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. Are you blessed today? All of us must be saying amen.
Amen.
So like I said, what they don't want is for the bars of iron to be caught in sunder. So you understand that the purpose of those bars is to limit our growth. They don't want us to grow up. Reverend was saying that some people will overcome and they will condescend to make many people go up. The reason why people don't see anything in the life of God, which is the gospel, is because of the impression and the outlook of life which some of these kingdoms have sold to us. So we will not appreciate the gospel because some bars are there that has defined life to us. Are you getting me? Amen. In another way. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
All of you are not shouting hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are blessed, sir. Not so? I want you to see these kings. And part of the trickery of those kingdom is to give you slumberness when they are about to hand over dominion to you. So the process of giving you dominion, because of the integrated discipline that it entails, are you listening to me? It's not exciting. It's not exciting. I'm not hearing you say it's not exciting. So ministers of the New Testament have to be wise. Hallelujah. So to make them come in. So tonight, I'm very wise. You, how many of you know, remember the image of Nebuchadnezzar he saw? Head of a gold, chest and hand of silver, and there was a thigh, belly and the thigh of brass. From the knee downward, legs of iron, then the feet. Iron mixed with clay. Now, we are, by calculation, we are in the feet region. Jesus came in the season of the leg region. So now they have left us to handle the feet region, which is high on what's that? Now, why it is high on this? The dominion will no longer be firm on earth. You will never really see it. Are you getting me? As dominion on earth, but it's there. Are you listening to me? It's there. I'm not hearing you say it's there.
Yes.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Why we have tussle in Nigeria and some men are drinking the cup of dominion, wanting to reign over men when they don't even like it. Are you listening to me? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Things are changing. Say amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Help me, oh Father. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So now, the season of the golden dimension of that image was the season of Daniel in the land of where? Babylon. That was sometime Babylon left. Medo-Persia came, which was the kingdom of silver. That was the season they returned back to Judea. The captive left. Hear me. All of you, are you listening? Please say, look at me. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing that dominion? That stature is called the stature of captivity. It's not house of bondage like Egypt. Captivity means it's a different kind of slavery. It's something you would like. And you want to come out. It makes you a lawful captive. When people are in need, they don't want to go home. But Egypt makes you cry and call for God. But captivity does not even want you to. What's that? You don't want nobody. No. Don't tell me about God. I like Babylon, where I'm prospering here. It's people, woman, that want to come out of Babylon. Those who are not satisfied. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. So they are all the manifestation of what's a captivity. Amen. Where we have forgotten our God. We've lost sense of where we came from. We don't even know where he is. So the whole earth, who can tell me? The whole earth is captured. And all these kingdoms of this element in their degradation are ruled over men. From gold to iron. So, gold made men flesh the more. After that, the deduction of reality of a man was lost to silver. Silver kingdom did damage and ate man, and man became more fleshy. Until, what's that? It came to a place where man has completely fallen into ruins, which is iron mixed with clay. We see, when you see the kingdom of iron, iron is the element that can easily be corrupted in the soil. Amen. Iron is closer to the soil. That's why in some of your land, when you take some soil, you can extract iron out of it. Yes. When you dig borehole, are you listening to me? Say amen. Everything in that water, the impurities of the water, is not just only muddy. What you are saying, they say the thing has iron. Then you matter, you have to go deeper. Or you give it to those who can treat it. That's what happened. Iron can dissolve itself into soil. So they call it iron ore. Amen. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
And we all know that. Chemically, in chemistry, iron is blood. Ferrous. What all your tonic drink, they call it what's that? Iron, what do they call it? Is iron tonic. They say if you don't have blood, they will say you should go and drink iron. I never thought of yourself. You think it's ordinary. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Are you blessed by what I'm saying? So I just want to let you know, we're in the season where God wants to raise up the desolation of many generations. Amen. Jesus came, but there was something that happened. In the season of this kingdom, look at me. That tells you the stone without a hand that was cut will come when it is the season of clay mixed with iron, because the stone will not hit the head. Where will he hit it, sir? Feet. I mean, at the expiration of this dominion, a kingdom will be born. I don't know if I'm talking to you. And it will fill all the earth. Amen. That is not second coming of Jesus Christ, but the coming of the kingdom of God on earth. When this image will be destroyed, or this kingdom will go, amen, and God will raise on the earth a dominion that will culture the earth. Which kingdom is that? The kingdom of our God and of his Christ. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we say amen? So I want to now show you how God will solve the situation of decadence that this dominion has left human being in ruins. Are you seeing those elements? Copper, gold? Can I say something to you? This season, man has fallen during the time of gold. Yet, according to God, that the flesh, this dominion was raised to subdue. The flesh. So, it took the golden dominion of the empire of Satan to dominate that flesh. When I mean flesh, all mankind. The season of man, the state of man that they came to conquer. Shout hallelujah. They came to conquer after the season of the prophecy of Isaiah. And Isaiah prophesied of one of the kings, or nearly some kings, in that empire. We don't have that kind of dominion again on earth. It's not visible, but it's still here. You see, the division of presidents of nations is still iron mixed with clay. Is it? Is still that dominion. That tells you the time is coming, the dominion will not be firm. Now, to mark it, what makes the dominion? Is a dominion that will entail one king ruling the earth. Babylon ruled the earth with one king, bringing all flesh under one dominion. Almighty God didn't do it. Satan did it. That craft of the kingdom. But God said, I did not leave you, Satan, to do it. I'm also involved. Because Satan was racing to actually deteriorate, degrade flesh quickly. God has to intervene. God has to speak. And the reason for the prophet Isaiah to Malachi is because of this dominion. The prophet came as a result of this. One prophet operated before it, not so, sir, prophesied. Then the next prophet, Jeremiah, was the one that was around in the season of this dominion when it was beginning. When Satan came over Nebuchadnezzar to gather the whole earth under him. And the Lord was watching. And the Lord allowed it. Reverend, you will agree with me in that. If Israel has done the covenant and they've not broken the covenant, they will not have been gathered like the rest of the nation. But because they broke covenant. What happened to them? They went into captivity. That is why I'm praying the church. The church, we shouldn't play with the covenant. So we will not go into the place where they will gather the nations on the earth as one. This, and from scripture, I can see that God has already fought for the church. Praise the Lord. Amen. Israel went into captivity because she doesn't have strength, you know. She was supposed to be an olive tree and a palm tree. I get it, me? That heaven will wheel a force around, and God will have kept aback the beast from coming to take her. But Israel fell into Babylon, and God the Father, God Almighty, allowed it. He allowed them to be taken. And they were in Babylon for nearly 8 years. 70 years came. Daniel, by books, began to study. They ought not to remain in Babylon. Then he began to intercede for the deliverance of Israel. And that was when the visions of Daniel broke out. They began to show him God did a lot for Daniel. God promised dominion to the Israel in the flesh. But God now told him, he said, listen to me. The deliverance is not saving your people from physical king. There is a king you don't know that is interested in your people until they are falling into the dust. Am I communicating to you? I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
But I want to tell you the true deliverance of your people, if you don't know it. The true deliverance of your people is that I will raise up a king who will raise your people up out of dust. Let's see the book of Daniel chapter 12. And at that time, when you hear this word at that time, something must have been said. I don't have time to, when you get, read Daniel 11. That was the interpretation of chapter 10. He saw a vision. Are you getting me? What? The prince of Persia, the kingdom of silver, wanting to stop, was this answer, this understanding. And the answer is in chapter 11. Can we say amen? And the answer started from 11, run through, 11, then ended in 12. So all that was in 11, when you are going to read about it, is about kings that would do devastation to people. And at the time when the people are falling, because the power of the people shall be taken from them. Are you getting me? The power of what, sir? Of the people shall what, sir? Be taken from them. But that time, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which shall stand for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered. Everyone that is found written in the book. Amen. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting content. Do you agree with what I'm saying to you? Can we shout hallelujah? I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. Among them, they that be wise shall shine. It means in this season, some people shall be wise. They shall be as the brightness of the firmament. And in this season, some will turn men into righteousness as the star for ever and ever. Are we saying amen? But thou, O Daniel, shut up thy word, seal the book, even to the time of the end. So it means this thing will fulfill itself at the time of the end. So, Pastor, can you tell me when is the end time? What is the end time? Very easy. What is the end time? It's the season of iron mixed with clay being removed, being expired out of it. This is going to be the season of the end. Are you blessed? Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
You make a mistake if you think that the image of Nebuchadnezzar is the Antichrist that will come. Everything about that image will be in chapter 7, will be given to burning flames. But another will arise. Amen. After that the saint has been given the kingdom, the saints of the Most High. Listen to me. Say that after me. All of you, shout it, every one of us. Huh? Say it again. Shall take the kingdom. You see, the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and ever. Are we ready? Verse 22 again. Oh, thank you. Now, until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. So, those who would take the kingdom, hear me, are the saints of the Most High God. But when I add here that another saints will possess the kingdom, what kingdom? Is it for them to inherit the kingdom that the expired dominion has taken? The kingdom will go. Those kingdoms will go. Those elements will go. That dominion will go. Hallelujah. Now, that dominion, the Iron Kingdom, is the fourth dominion of man, of Satan. Fourth dominion. The fourth dominion, when Daniel chapter 7, when that fourth beast rose up, are you getting me? Amen. The first one, gold. The second one, what's that? Huh? And then the third one. And the fourth one. Four of them. So, you can see in chapter 7, it's the same dominion. Now, he mentioned them as animals. Not so? Give me verse 1. Which chapter is this? 7. Verse 2, let's see. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, behold, four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse from another. First was like a lion. So the lion is the Babylonian Empire, but had the wings of an eagle. Shout hallelujah. And I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked up. It lifted up from the earth. He made to stand upon the feet as a man. And a man's heart was given to it. Sir, this man's heart that was given to a beast, meaning a beast should not have a man's heart. But in the true sense, it was a man. So that man's heart is a heart like God that was given to him. I don't know, you get me. Do you get what I have? Analogy. That the beast, the in-beastly formation, are you listening to me? Description, it was a lion. It's got eagle wings. And it became swift in operation. And when that happened, can we shout hallelujah? The wings, it's got wings. So, and he beheld until he was able to stand on his feet. He needed the wings to push him up so that he can stand on his feet. Then imagine a lion standing on his feet. You know, they face ground, but stood on his feet like a man. And then they gave him a heart of a man. It's the behavioral pattern of that kingdom. Even the kingdom wants to do more than ordinary. Am I communicating? Shout hallelujah. And they gave it. What did they give to it, sir? Amen. Man's heart. Meaning, but if you are going to really look at it, the person on the throne was a man. And he is the lion. Can we shout hallelujah? Now, they gave lions a man's heart. Meaning, lion shouldn't behave like a man. Meaning, a man should not behave like God. So he had a heart like that of God. Somebody gave it to it. It's the devil. And because of that, he was caused to go into the wild and they remove his understanding from a man until he humbled his heart. Shout hallelujah. After making dwellings with beasts, wings grow and things happen, he became like an animal. But the surprising thing was that nobody there took his throne. When he was helpless, nobody walked there and said, now he's in the wild, let's change the dominion. Why? Because what turned him into a beast can turn you as well. So until he returned, God can keep anything. If he doesn't want anyone to take anything, he can keep it without your guidance. Am I communicating to you? So the man returned. When the man repented, his understanding returned to him. The glory of his dominion came back to him. And he went there, he became an apostle writing epistle to nations and advising kings all over the world that they should be careful with the Almighty. Am I communicating to you? Finally, I just wanted to say that was not an ordinary. Now, that heart of a man was actually, for the lion was the evil heart. The lion dominion, you can see that lions are eater of flesh. Then the next one, bear. Bear too consumes flesh. And he was told, eat devour much flesh. That word devour much flesh. Make them carnal. Make them carnal. Make them more carnal. It means the purpose of Persia and Medes is to make man more carnal. Then the brass kingdom, which is leopard with his spots. I hope I'm talking to you. You know, a leopard with his spot. Leopard is one kind. He kills when he's not even hungry. So that one wasted flesh. But if you are in true sense, if you are going to see the kingdom of leopard in the true sense, when you read history about his dominion, it was not an oppressor. It was a liberator. The Greece democracy. Democracy came that time. They were the inventor of what, sir? Everybody should be free. But that freedom will inspire man faster. So God has to remove that kingdom quickly. If not, everything will have gone until now brought forth an iron kingdom. The fourth beast, which is different from the rest. What he now did was that he pressed the first three down. And the Bible says God reserved their dominion for a time and a season. So the fourth kingdom, which is Roman Empire, I don't know what kind of animal that kingdom is. They didn't describe it. But it was the dominion that continue. And it has continued now. Whether you like it or not. Amen. That dominion continue. And it's still there. Amen. It's still hiding where? It's iron mixed with clay. United Kingdom is part of the dominion. UK. Am I lying to you? So they are using some kind of wisdom to run this dominion. But it is in the season of the hand of the iron kingdom that the stone without hand will come. So crumbling. The old statue and the old image from the feet and the rest was dashing gold is the investment of the four kingdoms that will scatter in mankind. You don't get me? Say investment. Say it again, son. Of what, sir? But that which did it was a stone that came down from heaven without a hand. It was caught without the hand, and the stone smashed that dominion. in the feet. I want to show you what is the stone. Who is the stone? Shout hallelujah. Can we say this stone? There's a place I'm going. God has prepared a dominion that will completely crush the investment of these dominions. It's the dominion of his son. Amen. Open your Bible to the book of Ezekiel. Are we in Ezekiel? All of you must say amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ezekiel 36. I have taught this before. But the purpose of Ezekiel. Amen. Ezekiel was a prophet in captivity. Came out of Israel, but he was among the captive. But nobody saw him. Are you listening to me? Performing a feat like Daniel. But he was a very high prophet. Can we shout hallelujah? Which prophet? Every one of us. But where was he? Captivity. He also saw vision. So Ezekiel, like Daniel, saw the visions of God. Ezekiel was just a prophet, not a royal prophet like Daniel. Daniel has contribution to make. Amen. To the kingdom of Babylon. And God did it. So God preserved, look at me, flesh, not to deteriorate in the season of Babylon. So there was no much devastation done to mankind because they had salt of the earth. Who broke down the effect of corruption? You can see that in Babylon, I hope I'm talking to you. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
We saw the handiwork of God in the kingdom. The king of Babylon repenting. We saw manifestations of God. We saw signs and wonder. Likewise, in the kingdom of Persia, it was recorded. Victory was recorded. In fact, the captives were led to go during this dominion of Persia and Medes. Because of champions, Daniel, Mordecai, Esther. We saw them wrought wonders in both dominion, but I never heard of any victory wrought in the season of the Greeks. It was a dangerous kingdom. Rather, it was in the season of the Greeks. Do you agree me? That the Pharisees were born. The Sadducees were born. The Hellenists, those people that gave problem to Jesus. Sect, the seat of Moses was stolen. Satan replaced changed things. By the time it was Jesus' time, they had two high priests. Am I communicating to you? Amen. So God took out that dominion. Now Ezekiel 36. Amen. Say Ezekiel 36. And look at me. And something is a picture of God raising the end time army. Ezekiel 36. It's talking how God will do it now. How I talked about it, I say, is God, I call it the workings of God through his laws to raise an army. And you can see that the idea of an army to God, you can see it in Ezekiel 36. Let's see it. Are we in 36? I don't need to read all. Verse 24. I will take you from among the heathen, gather you out of all countries and bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you You shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you. A new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Not only that, I will also save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the corn, I will increase it, and no famine upon you. 30, I will multiply the fruit of the tree, and the increase of the field, and you shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. Then shall ye remember even your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and you shall loathe yourself in your own sight for your iniquities and for your... And a time is coming, a genuine hate will occur in men. Men, not because somebody is forcing you to be holy, by the reason of food and covenant, you will genuinely hate iniquity of all kinds. Then God said, that day you shall be called my people. Then I will tell you I'm your God. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. Thus you have the Lord God. Amen. I have moved to 33. In the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I will also cause you to dwell in the cities and waste, and the waste shall be builded. This, you can say, it means the land must have been wasted. Hallelujah. But they shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate in the sight of all that pass by. Now they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the garden of Eden, and the waste desolation, the ruined cities, are become fenced and inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Lord, build the ruined places, plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. Thus saith the Lord God, I will yet for these be inquired, or by the house of Israel, to do it for them, and I will increase them with men like a flock. And as the holy flock, as the flock of Jerusalem in a solemn feast, what happened? And shall the waste cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
If you look at the physical Jews right now, they are not fulfilling it. They are not yet God's flock. You don't believe? Do you get me? No. Do you get me? Reverend Ken, sir. Why I say this promise is not yet fulfilled there, listen, is not leading of the Torah, because Torah is not spirit. Out of flesh cannot be gotten from the laws of Moses. This is another law. This is prophetic wisdom. Are you getting it? To a future Israel. So they are just using that physical topology to describe a people for God. I hope I'm talking to you. How many of you know that everlasting life has suffered lack of people? People have not inhabited it. It's like a waste land that we have forgotten. It's called the promised land. I hope I'm talking to you. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
All of you are not saying amen.
Amen.
You see, that everlasting land, because everlasting life has his land.
Yeah.
It's promise. Shout hallelujah. And before you can get to the promise, you have to go to his land. Not say, I can't give you the blessing in Egypt. You have to go to the promise. To get the promise, get to his land. You have to land there. Then the promise will come upon you. Now, but you can see that before the life can be practiced, we need the land. I hope I'm talking to you. Shout hallelujah. I'm bringing home the message now. We need what, my brother? But the land has been there, unlived on. That's why hearts are not interested in what is eternal life. You are joking with your land. It's the place of your promise. Do you agree with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Reverend Ken, people are interested in every other thing, but not their land. We love Goshen experience. The land of garlic, the land of cucumber, the land of onions and water and carrots. Are you getting me? Everything you eat from that land, you have to bend and dig them out. All of them are fruit of the ground. But the land of promise is a land of trees that you pluck. You have to look up. Am I talking to? He said the land that floweth with milk and honey. He said the land, look at me, with high mountains, fields. The topology of the land, he said, speaks of pastures of God in different places. Now we have to go to that land and eat the pasture. That's what he was saying today. We need to stay there for a while and learn the land. We have to be led like a flock in the land until we survey the land, transverse it, and eat all the pastures. I hope I'm talking to him. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. So that land of promise, everything about it is our pasture. Is our pasture. Entering the land, say amen. Is taking out giants and men of great stature. We have to take out the giants. Taking out the giants. The giants are the dragons that perch in the land. I hope I'm talking to you. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
What is God meaning by that? That, look at me. Somehow your heart is also the land. The land of promise is your heart. Yes. Where God wants to dwell. Because God dwelling in your land is giving you everlasting life. And you dwelling in God, of course, you can't see giants in the land of God. So when they talk about dragons in the land, he's not really talking about God's land, it's you. Because both of you should be a compatibility of everlasting life. Meaning you should give God your possession. He said, I will be your God and you will be my people. You are going to be his land. Are you getting me? And he's going to be your land. That is the land he swore to Abraham. I don't know, maybe I'm talking to you. Now, it's in that land, it will feed you to a degree where gates of hell will no longer prevail. Yes. Can we shout hallelujah? How will they not prevail again? When you will get to a place where you will never become decaying again. Is it that word desolation, desolate, will be forgotten from the land? That land will not know it. That land becomes incorruptible. That land becomes undefiled. That land becomes unfading away. That is what is called salvation. Meaning it will save you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. So, when we say dragons, writings, laws, judgment, that Satan programmed, each law, judgment, are dragonic in nature. Before it was go and check in the Bible, before it was a land of dragon and a desolate wilderness, but God is going to evacuate them and say, I do a need to be old. I will cause water to flow in the desert. And I will cut fruitful land out of the wilderness. I will make that land fruitful again. And it shall be like the garden of Eden.
Amen.
Do you get me?
Yes.
That tells you, when you become like this, you become incorruptible. Say amen.
Amen.
Sir, corruption is a breaker. Crumbling man until he fall into ashes. Are you listening to me? But God needs to build you up.
Yes.
Not so, my brother.
Yes, sir.
When you have been built up, you become an army. An army of the living God cannot be broken.
Yes.
Army of the living God are marshaling forces of God. People got trained. Are you getting it? God put together that can decay. Army, men that can fight corruption. Men that will turn decay. I listen to it. What, my brother? Eh? To life. Things that are decaying, they will bring life out of it. Because of the power of resurrection. God, have you ever thought of trees that scorches grasses? Mighty trees that survive under hot scorches of sun. They convert the energy of death, are you getting me, into food. They know how to use sun, which smites, and make food out of it. That's an army. They have become formidable against death. They know how to swallow up death. You send death, then they will convert it. And death becomes useful. They'll turn it into manual. That's an army that death can take. Then it leads to the last vision, 37. Chapter 37 talks about the exceeding great army in the valley of dry bones. You can see that the picture of God is gunning for an army that can handle the gates of the enemy. The hand of the Lord was upon me, chapter 37. Chapter 36 and 7 are the same. Carry me out in the spirit of the Lord. Set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. These bones are Christians, not unbelievers. Children of God. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
God is almighty. These bones are souls. There is something about you. It's the mystery of human body that the Bible is giving a figurative of concerning soul. These bones are souls. Satan has eaten the flesh of soul, remaining their bones. Flesh can go in 5 days, 7 days, but bones. Bones can what, my brother? For how long, sir? For years. And that's why God gave bone to you. An outside bone, inside bone, is also the ability of getting you back. Because your bones are your storage. Everything about you is in your bone. Marrow is in the bone. Take a dead bone, I can still pluck out the DNA of a bone. So, bones are not destroyed easily. What are bones, my brother? Souls, store of man. So bones are useful. I don't know, maybe I'm talking to you. When Ezekiel saw the bone was lifeless. He has given up. But God, God said, you don't know what you are. This is the army of the living God. He asked him, son of man, can this bone live? Here, prophet has no clue. Son of man does not have clue. Son of man, can this bone live? Oh Lord God, thou knowest. Do you think it can? Can they live as a gear? So these soldiers that Satan thought he has killed, this is desolation of many generations. And where are they, my brother? In the valley. Valley of the shadow of death. So God is going back to that place. Because listen to me, as long as the bones are alive, there is still hope. When I mean alive, I'm not talking that they are fresh. Alive means, are they still there? He just needs something. It's okay. And again, he said unto me, prophesy. Prophesy upon these bones. Say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Maybe you don't understand. Every bone is programmed to hear God. Hallelujah. I don't know what this is, the state of flock that is lost. Everyone has gone in his own way, scattered, gone astray. Are they scattered? They are not together. They are not in their, what do you call, skeletal formation? Am I communicating to you? I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
What is the name you call proper skeletal arrangement? All the heads put together. What do you call it in biology? Who knows biology? Huh? Is it skeleton? So skeleton is just not one bone. It's a complete inner pillar of man, the structure. So that thing you see as bones, they are the inward pillars. The bones is where God kept you. If your flesh goes off, they can call you back from your bones. So your bones are your coffin. Not the wood, the bones. Not where they put you. Your bones are your coffin. And you are there, living there. And God is looking at you. Everything about you can come back again. To give you a prophet, the bones of Elisha the prophet. They mistakenly bury an army. And him, that tells the bones, come and go back to life. There was the same anointing that was healing, that was doing all manner of things, was still present in that bone. So that bone gave life to somebody that was dead. That tells the bone wasn't dead. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. So the bone speaks. Only God Almighty have understanding of how to speak to a bone. I said, oh, my bro, Ezekiel, come, son of man, prophesy. Prophesy to this bone. Say to this bone. Give me the first prophecy. Because there are two levels of prophecy that we'll need to do to the bone. He said unto me, son of man, prophesy upon this bone. Say unto them, O ye bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is word prophecy. This is water. I see what, and what happened? I will cause, no. Just take, follow me. Don't go ahead of me. The word prophecy, son of man, hear the word of the Lord. Then what happened, sir? Thus hear the Lord God unto these bones. I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And what happened? And I will lay sinews upon you, and bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin. And then I will put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Then let's see what happened. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and I prophesied. There was noise, behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, and bones to bone. This is when they are arranging you. I don't know, maybe I'm talking to you. This, sir, this is the thing, when they are giving you law, these are the things that happen to you. The bone structure of your soul, that is devil scattered. When they say scattering the flock, is bone that they have scattered. Satan has prey on the flesh, nothing is on the flesh. Then they will begin to rout, call the Torah, Christ, the Son, the Christ, the Word of God. Will begin to call you. Will begin to gather you. They will begin to cleanse you. And you begin to form back. Are you getting me? And bones to bone. Then the next one. And I behold, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them. And the skin covered them. But there was no breath. Then they then said to me, prophesy to the wind. Now the first thing is, prophesy to the bone. Then the next one, prophesy to what? I don't know if you can write. I can't understand. These are two things. Two levels of prophecy. Minister the word. Then minister the spirit. Yes. Say amen.
Amen.
Can we say minister the word? And minister what, sir? This is word and spirit, not so. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
When we say word, it's called precept. Ability to minister the word, you are ministering precept. And when you are ministering precept, there is a work it does. It's a season of gathering. Are you getting me? It's a season of what, my brother? Gathering what? The person, the bones. And then putting flesh. Because there are two. There are levels in that ministration of the word. Gathering the bones. Putting sinews on the bone. Putting flesh on the bone. You keep. It's a prophecy. Amen. Like what Reverend Ken does, Reverend Busiu, they've been doing. They did that for some time in Ondo. What were they doing? They gather bones. So people will be wondering, why they just teach what? You don't know what they are doing. Even who gives you physical miracle and don't prophesy on you, your bones are not together. Am I communicating to you? It's the truth. You don't see it. You may be saying, I don't believe it. That's nonsense. Your bones have not come together. You are already scattered. Somebody scattered you. Who scattered us? Four horns. And these four horns are these four kingdoms. But right now, God has raised carpenters. Who will do what the horns have done? So, carpenter. When you say carpenter, carpenter is not just somebody who do wood. Carpenter is everything. Everything about building. He's an architect. He's a mason. It's a woodworker. He's a designer. He's an inscriber. He's an artificer. That's what a carpenter is. Everything from start to the finish. There's nothing he cannot handle about building. A wise master builder. That's a carpenter. What we need now are carpenters. But these carpenters are prophets of everlasting life. Who know how to gather the bones, speak to the bone to have sinew, and cover this bone with flesh. When you have done that, then proper ministry of the Spirit begins. Not so, my son. What they now need is bread. It's not easy to get bread. Because bread is not to the bone. You speak to. You look at another dimension and prophesy to the wind. And the wind will begin to bring bread to them. Then said to me, prophesy unto the wind, son of man, say it to the wind, thus hear the Lord God, come from the four winds, O bread, bread upon this slain, that they may live. So it means, come from where? From the four winds. It means those winds have breath to communicate. So when you see a minister prophesying to the winds, he's ministering the Spirit. Do you get me? It's what, sir? That was the ministry of Jesus Christ. Jesus was too dangerous. Jesus was busy prophesying to winds. He was ministering the Spirit. He was, look at that ministration with a woman at the well side, by the well side. Now, he said, go give me your husband. If I give you water to drink, you don't know, if you know the gift of God, you will have asked me to give you water. He was prophesying to something. And the lady, just few words, I have seen the Messiah. Jesus gave her bread. Jesus need to give you bread. And the only way he can give you bread is to send those who can talk to the wind. Then next verse, let's see. And I prophesy as he has commanded. And the bread came into them. And they leave. And stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. This is how to make a great army. So the whole of book of Ezekiel, what is God's intention? Because of what, sir? When you're making an army. Is it for battle? Then the next chapter talks about the army. Let's see chapter 39, 38. Son of man, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, set thy face against Gog. This is the army. The land of Magog. The chief prince of Meshech and Tubal and prophesied against him. Now, listen to me. This is the job of the great army. Is to handle Gog and Magog. Say it again, every one of you. These are prince and kings of death. Yes. You get me? So, if you are, this is the New Testament. This is the book of Revelation. This is what, sir? So, those who face Gog and Magog are the armies in 37. So, the purpose of raising the army. So, how can you raise army? Without prophecy, you can raise army. So, prophecy is not for, I speak to Nigeria, somebody is going to die tomorrow, or there is the person who will be a president. That's not prophecy. That is, what do you call that thing, sir? It's foretelling, just talking about tomorrow. A prophet that can't raise people with his mouth is not yet a prophet. A prophet should be able to design men. Your mouth. You don't know that you are more of a prophet than many. You have raised many. Many became Christ with trivial prophecy. The prophetic, you are a transferer of prophetic nature. You give genes of Christ. And again, you have done so much work. People have been raised. That teaching is a prophetic life. You're not just teaching, you lived it, you and your wife. You passed through the challenge. The people you are raising caused the problem you are having. The challenge you had. I knew the time you were having that challenge. You were warring with spirit in people's life. It's prophecy. People, evil spirits, when you remove spirit, wrong breath from people, you raise them. You are raising them. So, New Testament actually has the blueprint of the actual prophets that God is raising in this end time. Those who speak the word of the Lord to you. Those who can talk to your bone to bring out your flesh. Your flesh, your sinew means something in the Bible. You need to be given sinews. You need to be given flesh. After that, they need to give you bread. So you can become exceedingly great. And then the next war is Magog. Gog and Magog. Everybody shout that. Gog and Magog. Without the army, Gog and Magog can be taken out. There is a Gog and there is a Magog. Say it after me. You must say that after me. So the project of the book is weighty, is too strong. So if you're going to look at the natural, hallelujah, you say these things can happen, but it will happen. I say it will happen.
Amen.
I'm sorry. I say it will happen.
Amen.
When you take deal with Gog and Magog, then the next chapter, another Gog, there are two of them. Another Gog and Magog. Then after that has happened, the vision of the temple. The vision of the city. You see Revelation chapter 22. So there is nothing that can stand between you and where, sir? And the city. Because inside the city is the tree of life. Inside the city is the water of life. I don't maybe I'm making confusion. It's not from that same book they began to measure out the threshold, the water from the threshold of the temple that became a river that began to cause healing. This is a ministry of the New Testament that must be enacted on the earth before Jesus will come. Can we shout hallelujah? You must overcome the wicked one. You must fall the dragon. You must overcome the Antichrist. In a figure. before the city is built. Listen to me. There is coming a manifestation of the city upon the face of the earth. I'm not hearing you. The city is actually the city of ministry. Ministry that God will invent, will import from heaven to stay here and heal nations. We're going to see a blueprint of it on earth before the world to come will really come proper. Am I communicating to you? But are you seeing the effect of the great army? If the army are not raised, forget it. I can tell you something is standing between God. That is what we need to pray for. We need to pray for the prosperity and multiplication of prophets who can speak to the wind. God was telling me recently about the minister of the New Testament. Is there a minister of everlasting life? Minister of glory. Ministration of the spirit, not of the letter. For the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. What God wants to raise themselves are spirits who can talk to the wind. It's not everybody who can talk to the wind. You must have the DNA of the wind hearing your voice. It can't do your bidding. As if you have what it takes, you yourself must be a spirit that has been produced by the wind. As the spirit where leaded, as the wind leads where he listed. Now here is the sound but can't stir. So is everyone that is born of the wind. Can we shout hallelujah? And I can tell you, any man that is having this status, sir, will speak back men to life. They will break, raise, build, make, repair. They call them the repairer of the whole bridge. Not so, sir. Desolation of many generations will they heal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me Ezekiel. Isaiah, and they shall build the waste cities. They shall raise up the former desolation. They shall repair the waste cities. Desolation of many generations. Look at, and strangers shall stand and feed your flock, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dresser. Verse, but you shall be named the priest of the Lord. These are the prophets. They are priests of the Lord. Men shall call you ministers of our God. You shall heap the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourself. Now, this is not the whole church, oh. This is not the whole church. I'm talking about the valley of the dry bone army. Army that God is about to raise, and he's raising them. I say he's raising them. Yeah. Pastors are, so first of all, whom God will raise are the prophets that will raise them. Prophets that what, sir? Say it again. That can speak men to exceedingly great status. Before you can be exceedingly great, because you can say, I am exceedingly great. You know, that's the promise of everlasting life. I am your shield and your reward. An exceedingly great reward. I mean, you must pass through prophecy. The prophecy of the word upon you, and then the prophecy of prophesying to the spirit to give you bread. I say, God will increase your bread. I pray you will not just hear the word alone today. I know bread has passed into you. And the bread that has passed into you will begin to animate something in you. It will give you a rising, a resurrection, a lifting. Please, those who are hearing me, by this holy bread, you'll never be ordinary. Can I say something? I pray that you will see, because it's not easy to see the wind. It's not easy. It's not easy to see the wind. If you're a minister here, pray that you can read the wind. If you see the wind, you will talk to the wind. Are you listening to me? I pray you will see the wind. I pray you will relate with the wind. It is spirit that follow wind. It is wind. Wind and spirit are the same. Hallelujah. Meaning you should be windy. You should be windy. When you are windy, winds will respect you. That is why it would take a spirit to break down winds of doctrine. Every falsehood that is coming to scatter the church. Say, I will be. I will see. I will hear. I will become. I will flow. I will be invisible. Then I will be formidable. Which I will become a being that no man can read. Amen. Are you blessed? Hear me, I'm prophesying to you. Be a personality that nobody can see, nobody will understand, nobody can feel, but yet you abided. I prophesy to you breath. I prophesy to you life. Oh, winds of God, give them breath. Breath that will turn to life. You don't have life before. I say, winds of God. Winds. I speak to the winds. Bring breath upon them. I can see some of you gradually awakening. I can see some of you gradually awakening. Some of you are beginning to see realms. Realms. Yeah, I can see they are opening your graves right now. They are opening your thoughts right now. They are bringing you into a place where a new comprehension is being born. It is windy. It is wind causing it. I say, receive this blessing. Hear me. Spirits, look at me. Spirits are glorious. When we prophesy spirit, meaning we minister the New Testament. We minister the glory of the Lord. Are you listening to me? We are ministering the glory of the Lord. So the breath of God will impact the way of glory. Are you listening to me? The breath of God will teach you the way of the Spirit. The breath of God will cause you to walk gloriously. I said, receive. Bread. Inspiration of the Almighty. That causes you to understand. Walk in the highways. See the way of holiness. In the name of Jesus, begin to contact. Hear me? Begin to contact genes. Begin to have a DNA. Begin to receive genetics. That is spirit breath. That will convert you. And totally make you to resume in the world of the spirit. Somebody say, yeah, this man is praying nonsense. I'm not. I'm prophesying. I know what I'm doing. Nobody should understand what you are doing if you are spiritual. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, right now, God wants to give some people deliverance. Amen. They want to give you deliverance. I said, you have been so long in that flesh. You have been so long in that world of flesh. If you want deliverance and you believe it, deliverance will hit you right now. I say, hear me. It is not ministry as usual. This is transference of spirit. This is gift. This is gift of the spirit. Amen. Amen. I see heaven wanting to communicate spirit to you. There is a spirit. Listen to me. There is enough spirit here to disengage you from that which holds you. There is enough spirit here to release you from your captivity. I said there is enough spirit here. Are you listening? To let you go. Go. I said go. I said go. I say escape. Escape. Escape from the doors. Escape from the flesh. Live a spirit life. They are touching your heart right now. They are touching your heart right now. They are touching your heart right now. They are changing your heart. Adila, Akila, Eriva, Someha, Ara, Esther, Shela. Yes, 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 yes. Ha ha ha. Amen. You know, they didn't tell us the vision finish. They didn't paint it to us finish. But we know they're still remaining. When those army, when they rose up, they didn't remain in the valley. They march out of the valley. I say, march out of the valley. Go out of the valley. Get out of your valley. Go right to the top of the mountain. So shall it be. None of you will miss the calling of an exceeding great army. In the name of Jesus, hear me, this is spirit. I send spirit to you that will kill your carnality. Yes, you are released. You are released from carnal. Maybe some of you are still in the valley of decision. Make a decision right now. Full decision to be complete spiritual. Father, we thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Freedom. Freedom reign in this place. Shout hallelujah. Thank you so much. The Lord bless you.
Let's open ourselves to the Spirit. Let God fulfill His workings in us. Let's interact with God's presence in the house. Liberty, freedom is ministered. So bands are broken, limitations have been taken away. Limitations have been taken away. Mekatale Brahandabani Rushkapata Embradabale Dabanish. Thank you, my Father. Lord, we praise you tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Eyes have been opened. Hearts have been opened. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Shamer of my spirit. Lord, we thank you tonight. We give praise to you, Jesus. We appreciate your mighty name. All glory to you. All glory to you, the God of the living God. The one who has promised to bring everything within us into his realm of life. We thank you tonight because we are taking our land. We are possessing our land. We are possessing the land of our Father. We are dwelling in the land of our Father. We are receiving the God of the land. We are receiving the promise of his life. We thank you tonight. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen. We say amen. Can we give the Lord a hand this evening? Let's put our hands together for the Lord this evening. Let's do very well. We give thanks to God for great mercy to his servants tonight and to us, that heaven came to bless us. Heaven came to advance us. Heaven came to enlist some of us. I'm too sure that we are not where we were before this meeting began. We have been moved forward. But I appreciate the Lord. Thank you very much, sir, for such a great help you are to us. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for all the insight, all the access into all those dimensions to bring light to us, to bring forth deliverance to souls.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.